Community Radio, stories and more.
Tune in now, we're what you're here for.
On
East Leeds Community Radio.
So, good afternoon from Studio 2 at Chapel FM Arts Centre, and welcome to the inaugural programme in a brand new series called Talking Men. And this, we'll hear about this and what's behind it, but really, as I understand it, it's a show for and by men in Leeds and its surrounds. I'm here with two lovely guests who we'll introduce in a minute, but also with Agnes, who is on the desk, but is also very much part of the setting up of this programme. So, Agnes, tell us a little about yourself.
Totally. So, I'm Agnes, and I work here at Chapel FM. I'm the head of radio, so I look after all of our lovely programmes that we have, which is there's about 35 of them, I think. And recently, well, in the past few months, actually, the idea of a men's show, because we've got a women's show and shows on various different topics, but the idea of a men's show was starting to kind of, I don't know, lots of different threads were starting to appear of actually a maybe really lovely show that could be about men and talking men. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens.
Fantastic. And I should say, I'm Peter. I work here as a writer. I have a very splendid and slightly poncy title of Director of Words. So I organise lots of spoken word events, creative writing, leader writing workshop here. I usually curate a festival in the autumn called Writing on Air. So that's me and Agnes, and we have our guests here. So we've got two lovely guests here sitting around the table. Who are going to be talking about what they do in the city in regard to men. We've got, first of all, Megan, tell us about yourself.
So, hi, my name's Megan, and I work for Barker, which basically it's a charity that does loads of different things for community outreach. I specifically work as part of the Men's Health Unlock Network as a link worker.
Fantastic. And how long have you been doing the job again?
It'll be just under a year, so it'll be a year in July.
You're having a good time?
I am, actually, yeah. I work with a lovely team, not to big Lawrence up too much. And yeah,
I'll
it's been a
as well.
It's been a real learning curve, obviously, as a woman kind of working in like a men's sphere. It's helped me to really understand kind of how men may process things and how different that might be to my experiences as a woman. And it's been really nice to connect on a professional level with men and help them out. So I've really enjoyed it so far.
Fantastic. Thanks very much, Megan. We'll be hearing lots from you later on. And Lawrence, you're more familiar to me because we've worked in the past together on various projects. But it's lovely to have you here from Space 2. So tell us about yourself.
Yes, I'm Lawrence Glynn, and I've been working at Space 2, which is a fantastic community organisation based at the old fire station in Gipton, very much looking at the arts as a way of engaging community and building people up in that way. My role has always focused on men's health in various forms. In the last few years, it's been as part of the Men's Health Unlock team, the Men's Health Unlock work that is now funded by National Lottery. And I have responsibility in the east of the city, Megan in the south of the city with the west of the city with Barker, and our colleague Maz, who has responsibility for in the south of the city, and he works for Touchstone. So together, and with Damien Daughtry at Forum Central as the coordinator, together we cover the city, with Megan and I also having some responsibility across the north. And we engage in with sort of men and men's health across the city, and we're obviously here to start that process and thinking about how we share that. And we'll probably go into a little bit later how Agnes and I sort of touch base, as Agnes said earlier. So yeah.
Brilliant. So we're going to be talking about Northern Man, which is a big festival coming up. Fantastic opportunities for men to get involved in that over the next 10 days, 2 weeks. And we'll have a bit of a forecast from Lawrence particularly about that, what's happening in the festival.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to listen to that and go, wow, I want to go to that, and then sign up for those things. But first of all, just talking about men's health and the work that you do in the city. To dive straight in, so why do you think men need stuff? I mean, some people might say, oh, men get everything anyway. They earn more than women. They, you know, they, the patriarchy and all that stuff goes back a long way. And now they get all these lovely opportunities in Leeds, and they get their health looked after. I mean, tell us a bit, Lawrence, why men?
Throughout... I suppose on the one hand, you're absolutely right, Peter. It's really easy to look at the world in that way and think there's a lot of stuff that falls into the laps of men. Money, managing families and controlling things. Lots of people think men control everything. And as it is, as time has moved on, and as we think about it, that generates lots of expectations that have come from the time of men as, you know, cavemen going out and hunting, looking after the family. And there somehow is still a bit of that pressure, that burden that lots of men feel. And there's different lenses to view things. And I fully support... We fully support, society, I hope, fully supports the fact that there should be more equal pay with jobs that men and women do. Why should a man and a woman not get paid the same for doing the same job? And I hear that. I don't have the experience necessarily myself, because all I know is my pay packet. But that happens out in society, and there's always been this push for women's rights, for equal pay. And I think over time... There's been that real sense of movement for women to make sure that there is some equity, and I fully support that. As you know, as a young boy growing up to adulthood, and now I'm in my 50s, and dare say pushing 60 at some point. You know, we see life through different lenses as we grow older as well, and I've got into this work in men's health for the last 6 years. And I've become really passionate about it in lots and lots of ways. Mm. I don't know if you want to add anything at this point, Megan.
Yes, I was going to say, Megan, and ask you, I mean, there is a lot of focus on men at the moment in terms of, you know, masculinity, mm-hmm. what that means, mm-hmm. toxic masculinity. Recently, obviously, the serious adolescents mm-hmm. talking about boys mm-hmm. and what they are exposed to. I mean, why do you think men need a special emphasis, if you like, and work in the city? What is it, do you think, you're doing to serve men?
Yeah. So I think Lawrence kind of brought it up with kind of that gendered lens idea. So the work that women's charities do and organisations do, it's amazing, and they really champion and embolden men, women. And in the same way that they champion women, we want to champion men. We're not trying to overshadow any of the work that's been done. We're not saying that this men's lens is better than this women's lens. We're just saying that we are a different lens that is kind of looking out for the best interests of men. And men as a group, there's inequalities within that group. So you've got like race, class, ethnicity, different things like that. That mean that men themselves aren't on an equal footing with each other. And so with Men's Health Unlocked, we try and kind of do different things we can to champion men, to kind of talk about their own health, get society talking about men's health. So one of the ways that we do this is we have our zine, Leeds Unlocked, which we produce every 3 months, give or take. And it's written by men for men. So we get stories from local men and we put them in. We then leave a link to like groups, and then in there's also essential numbers, and we distribute them throughout Leeds with various organisations. I know we're in like some hospitals, different charities. We are also in local kind of businesses through our ambassador scheme. So it's my interpretation that the Mambassadors is kind of local businesses championing for their local men. So they'll display these zines, and then if a man comes in or a woman comes in and they know that there's a man in their life that needs that help, they can refer them to the zine, and then they can help themselves in a sense. So in a sense, we help men to help themselves. We're signposters as well, which is kind of what the basis of the zine is. So we signpost to groups and essential numbers again. Have I missed anything off that we do?
You know, I suppose to put that in a bit of a nutshell, the basis of our work is about connections. It's about raising awareness, and it's about making change. So connections, connecting men to men. So men to groups, men to things that they can do, men to things that they can do with others. It's about connecting men to services and vice versa, services to men. You know, it's really easy. In the past, it's been really easy to say, oh, yeah, these men, these people, these communities are really hard to reach. Actually, that's a nonsense. And I think over time, people have realised that that is a bit of a nonsense, that services shouldn't and aren't really hard to reach. People, different communities, they're not hard to reach. It might be harder to reach them or to get them to come to you. But the emphasis has been for lots of different organisations, not just us, but about making sure we reach men, go to where people are. Mm. And then you cut out any need for, they're hard to reach. There's nothing about hard to reach, really. Mm. But it can be about changing people's mindset. I'll agree with that. It's about trying to encourage people to engage with something that might, whether they realise it or not, actually could add something, could add some value to their lives. And the only other little bit I just want to add on to what Megan said about the Mambassador project and businesses, it is amazing. It's also not just about looking out for those men who family members or those men or those businesses like barbers and pharmacists and shopkeepers, you know, they talk and chip shops as well. I can't leave them out. Places where men have to stop a moment, and then it gives that opportunity for a business person to just go, you all right, with a regular. And they just open up. But it's not just about those men that need to open up. It's about any men. And actually, I suppose it's about championing. It's not just about men who are in need. It's about men. So it could be about men's health. It could be about making someone go from A to B where someone sees that need. But it's also about saying, like the stories in the zine, some of the stories are just about, I do art, I make music, and it's great. It could just be someone's passion. It's not always about, oh, I had this trouble with my heart, I got diabetes, I've lost this, I lost my eyesight, I've got prostate cancer. Of course, those stories come out because that's where some men feel that they're suddenly part of something where they needed some support. So it's about championing men across the board.
And thanks, Lawrence and Megan. I mean, men are not famous for coming forward and joining things, you know. I think we all know that, really, don't we? Choirs are always full of women and not enough men, drama society, you know, all sorts of things, really. And they're not, I suppose, we are not great at asking for help if we need it. So Lawrence has talked about going to men. I mean, is that what how would you handle that? How do you find out who needs it and then go to them? What you've got the zine, anything else?
So we do our health awareness sessions as well. So we'll go into local groups. We're just starting to go into like workplaces and stuff. That's on the cards for us to roll out. It's very informal, and it's just a chat about men's health, anything that's going on. Maybe it's we say something, so we say the word prostate cancer and it makes someone think something, and that person then is sat with that with the session and then speaks to us after and is like, I'm actually concerned about this, and we can then direct and signpost them. But as Lawrence said, men aren't hard to reach. You just have to look at kind of a certain formula. There's not a one-size-fits-all approach to anything. And with men as well, there's the going to where they are, and it's also that the language that we use. I remember I talked with a men's group facilitator once, and she was saying she brought up the word self-care, and the men in the group just completely just didn't engage with that. And then she reframed it, and she managed to bring them back.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, it's really interesting, and there's been lots of like studies and papers written on it about the different ways to engage men. One of the things about going to where they are, men don't go to the doctors. Let's look at the logistics of it. Do they not go to the doctors because they don't want to, or is it because they're working a 9-to-5 and then they can't go to the doctors? They're more likely to be in the trade, so they can't take that time off to just go for a doctor's appointment, which would be something insignificant to them, but in the grand scheme of things might reveal something about their health. So kind of as a society as a whole, it's about learning to kind of, how can we engage with these men, and why aren't they engaging with us already? What aren't we doing, which means that they can't or won't engage with us?
I think that's really interesting. And I think, as you're both saying, just simply identifying people as hard to reach kind of is labelling them, mm-hmm. isn't it, in a certain way, and then saying it's their fault in a funny sort of sense.
It's giving opportunities. You know, I think that's maybe a word we've not used yet, but actually, as Megan was talking then, it's about giving opportunities, all different sorts of opportunities that we'll come to. You know, we've got, you mentioned the Northern Man Festival, and we'll come to that soon. But actually, Megan mentioned the groups, and there is such a variety of groups out there, whether it's men's groups or community groups. Gardening, fixing guitar, you know, and the people that lead these groups will know the ones I'm talking about. Walking, gardening, fixing guitars, repairing. My mind's suddenly gone a blank. men's groups, just for being men's groups, just for coming together, because actually that might be the one thing they do in the week. There's a fantastic group around the corner, so I'll big it up because it's a Space 2 group as well. Seacroft Men, led by a fantastic guy, Tony and Lulu. And there are men there that have been going there for pretty much 15 years. Some men sadly have passed, new men have come. Couple of men that have been there for pretty much the whole time. I can think of a few of them are in my head right now. And for one of them that I'm thinking of, his Tuesday is going to the men's group, going to Tesco's, and the rest of the week is in his house. There are men out there like that. I say his house, his flat. You know, there's stories and statistics about men in flats, and you know, in some of the high rise flats, 80-odd% of flats have single men occupancy. When I first heard that from Alan White, who's Professor of Men's Health, it blew me away. You know, there's something about, which is then another aspect again that we've not mentioned. I mean, there's so many different aspects. Families, family breakdowns. You know, when families break down, it's often the men in the family that actually the ones that somehow get more ostracised from the family. And the woman in the family that ends up with the children and the grandchildren and whatever, and the men are much more alone, and then in that loneliness and isolation, the TV becomes their best friend, and the radio. And actually, lots of the men's groups, particularly third sector, are probably, you know, dare I say it, are probably a bit too focused on the 50-60 year old men who are stuck by themselves. But that's just the nature of it.
I think if that's a really fascinating statistic, and then I think loneliness, which you've touched on there, is such a
loneliness and isolation
profound thing, you know. And if any, I suppose, if any men are listening to this and they hear about all these groups, they might go, "So how do I find out about those groups?" And we'll come to that later on. But then the first thing, we're going to hear some music that Megan has chosen. So why have you chosen this track? What is it?
So this is The Dying Light by Sam Fender. I couldn't think of a song for the life of me, and I didn't want something that was kind of too mellow. I didn't want to bring the mood down a bit. But this is a really nice song, and Sam Fender's very open about talking about mental health. And in this song, he basically talks like how he's feeling down and stuff, and he's having these thoughts, but he won't give up because of all the people that never saw the light. And it's just a really nice song. It gives me goosebumps a bit, so I thought it was a really nice one to have.
Thank you very much, Megan.
This town is a world of whips and strings, comedy giants, penniless heroes, dead men at the bar. I've drunk with them all through misadventure and drugs. But I'm alone here, even though I'm physically not. And those dead boys are always there. There's more every
listening to Talking Men, the first episode of this brand new series here at Chapel FM Arts Centre. We're talking to Megan and to Lawrence. So Lawrence and Megan, you were talking before the track, which was great, by the way, by Sam Fender, where he talks about his own mental health, about how to make available what is happening in the city to men, to let them know about it, to connect them up. Connection you talked about very powerfully there, Lawrence. How do you do that, and what's the importance of that? What happens if people don't get to hear of those groups?
So there are there's lots of groups out there, and I'm very aware as well that one of the groups, you know, when I go down to the market and we have information stalls, one of the groups that lots of people ask about, young and old, men and women is Andy's Man Club. And it is really worth mentioning Andy's Man Club because they're brilliant in the fact that they have, over the years, they have they have sort of self-promoted and created such a what's the right word? Not fascination, such an aura, such a strength of bond, of fraternity, of bond between men, that it certainly is worth talking about. But I suppose maybe what I'm going to say, you know, just it's slightly sensitive, and it's, you know, it can be hard to hear sometimes. Because Andy's Man Club has largely come out, and my work originally was based on Suicide Prevention Fund, and now it's National Lottery funded. But originally, when I started in 19 with Space 2, it was suicide prevention money that came from Leeds Community Foundation, and that was based on, I mentioned before, Professor Alan White. He did a State of Men's Health report in 2016, and from that data, men in Leeds were actually, the ratio of suicide in Leeds for men was the highest in the country. And there were some areas of Leeds, sadly at that point, LS9, and, you know, not far from where we, well, actually where Space 2 is based and why we ran some of that work originally with an ambassador project that is now part of the Men's Health, the Men's Health Unlock project. Suicide prevention is a big thing. Suicide is a big thing, sadly. And let me just say, we'll all say, you know, any single suicide is one too many. And there are far too men that sadly suicide. It's important to get language right also around suicide. You know, in the past, committing is an act of, you know, is an act of crime, and it's an act of betrayal to someone. You know, we don't talk about committing it anymore. So sadly, there's too many people that suicide. Last year, I think there was, if I remember correctly, it was 80. I'm going to get statistics wrong right now. But I remember one of the things was having 83 figures standing on a building, wasn't it? And that was about 83 men that die each. And I can't quite remember, and I should have that off the top of my head. So, apologies there, but it's just far too many.
Yeah.
And whilst Andy's Man Club is, it's fantastic, and there's so many men. I mentioned before about the burden, family life. Am I earning enough money? Especially, you know, COVID and the cost of living. You know, all these are pressures on people, and especially, you know, there's different parts of Leeds, isn't there? There's more affluent and less affluent. There's more impoverished. Mm. There's more impoverished and less impoverished.
Yeah.
Areas of low income, etc. And that's where, you know, then housing and poverty and more isolation come into play.
So, and before people, men, get to the point of going to Andy's Man Club, which is where a lot of people go and talk about the possibility and how they feel about taking their own life, potentially.
Yeah.
Getting word out about groups that they can go to before Absolutely. They get to that stage.
For me, when people have asked me, and it's happened often because I've been doing this for 6 years now, for me, that's one of the most important things. That Andy's Man Club, I will say, are absolutely fantastic. But it comes from one of the guys, Liam, I think it was, that helped set up Andy's Man Club originally. And now there's people, Toby and Oscar, are the guys that I know quite well now. Mm. You know, what will be the success for Andy's Man Club? I've asked them. And Liam said, when we're no longer here, when we don't have anyone come. Mm. As far as I'm aware now, there's 4, 5, 6 groups in Leeds alone. And each one has between 30 and 40, 50 men sometimes that come along. So that's every Monday night, 7 till 9. Everyone knows it's 7, you know. That's why their promotion has been amazing. And it is superb for men out there that carry this burden of, I can't let anything out. And then if I'm going to do it, if I'm deciding that actually life is too much, I might as well give Andy's Man Club a go. It's always felt like, and I think it was Liam that said, this sort of last chance saloon, this last chance place. And I've always felt, the more I've got into the men's health work and now in Men's Health Unlocked, that our role is about really we talked about before, connecting. Connecting men to men, connecting men to services, connecting men to organisations. How can we get men to feel better about themselves? How can we get men to maybe engage with other men? And actually, it's by being with others that we realise that our own thoughts are maybe shared. And actually, that's when talking, it's good to talk, as someone famous once said. Yeah. And that's what happened in an Andy's Man Club group. That, I mean, the strength of friendship that comes from that desperate act of saying what you're feeling actually does bond. But I'd love men to get together before that, to find that passion, to sort of think, I used to do woodwork, I used to do pottery, I used to love playing guitar and singing. And actually, if we can get men to come together before anything builds and let people talk and let people engage, even if you're not talking about your deepest feelings, but just engaging with each other in a friendship way. It'd be interesting to find out how many men have what their networks and their deep connections are. How many men have really deep connections? And that's, you know, that's maybe somewhere at the basis of men and the differences between men and women as well, about, you know, the natural stuff that comes.
And I think, I think that men often can form a very deep connection just through doing the same thing with other men once a week, which may be nothing at all.
Absolutely.
Around talking about feelings. It just might be sharing an activity. Is that something, Megan, that you've experienced in the work?
Yeah, absolutely. We had a talk about isolation and loneliness, and I think what a lot of people kind of they crave, whether they know it or not, is that sense of community, which is what Andy's Man Club does give to people. I know that, like, when I've been to women's spaces and when I'm with my best friends who are women, I feel like I can talk about anything. And so having these, going back to the first question you asked, like, why these men's spaces and why this men's health work, fostering this sense of community and being able, this camaraderieship, and being able to talk about things that, oh, that's happened to you, or that same thing happened to me. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, people do access mixed groups and mixed groups are great, but there's something about kind of having a men's space or a women's space that does create a bit of a camaraderieship and that community, again, which is why this men's health thing is so important.
And I would add, you know, it's also about the roles and expectations that people have and what they've seen growing up. You know, spending time with grandpa or dad. Has grandpa and dad and Uncle John been around? You know, who are the role models for men to talk? You know, it's as if there's something that's so much more about nature that seems to be that, you know, in the, listen, this is all general sweeping statements, of course. But, you know, women seem to have that innate ability to connect in a deeper way. And whether that, and I don't know, you know, nature nurture debates, who knows? But there's something that comes, and maybe it's from mum to daughter to aunt to sister to, you know, friend's aunt, etc. And somehow men are more, let's go and play snooker, let's go to the football, let's go down the pub. And by the way, when I mention pub, lots of the older guys also talk about, well, all the pubs have gone now, so I can't even meet my mates down the pub to go for that drink. Those meeting places, there's been quite a lot of research, those meeting places that those older men used to go to aren't necessarily there. And the voids are there, which I don't really want to talk about. You mentioned before about, you know, the more negative aspects of masculinity and adolescence. That's where social media is filling that void, those spaces where men are more likely to be influenced in a more negative way than in a more positive way, very sadly. It's about trying to role model some of that. And I think that's what Megan's absolutely right. You know, that community, that feel, you know, these facilitators that run these groups, especially the long standing ones, the men that go along trust those facilitators in a way that I think they don't really trust anyone else anymore. I used to talk about it being like the white coat syndrome, you know, doctors wearing a white coat. You always used to believe a doctor. And even that's passed. As I've got to my age now, lots of people don't even believe doctors anymore. So that's sort of that image that I have in my head, well, the doctor told me, so it must be true. That's gone. You don't trust, people don't seem to trust authority figures anymore. You don't trust a policeman. You just sort of, you know, there's too many people that think the police are there to be attacked, or ambulance or fire service. It's outrageous, really. But those role, that role modelling, it's missing somewhere. And I think that's something that society needs to get better. And that's part of where I'd love to think that not just us as Men's Health Unlocked, all our partners in the network, that's where we all have to stand up, whether it's a business, an organisation, whether it's a third sector business, a white collar, blue collar, doesn't really matter to me. I think we need to invest in people's health generally, but specifically thinking about men's health and what they carry, which isn't always on show.
Yes. Gosh, there's a wonderful book, actually, you just reminded me of, called The Things We Carry. Do you know that book? It's by an American writer who was a soldier in the Vietnam War. And it's a fantastic book about men. But it's about war, but also it's about the things we carry. Yeah. Literally the things on our backs that are packs, but also the things on our backs that are the things we carry from our families and so on.
And they're the hidden things, aren't they, of course, because you can't see what you carry in that in that image. You might know someone's you don't know if someone's carrying something, but they're carrying such a burden.
You can usually see if they are, actually.
Well, yes.
Let's have some more music. Lawrence, you then we'll get on to Northern Man, because we want to hear about some of these things that are available to do for men in the next 10 days, 2 weeks particularly. So tell us about the track you've chosen.
It fits in really nicely because we've just been talking about how do we get into groups, how do we do something. I'm just going to take 1 minute, actually, just to talk about, there's another tiny, it's just lovely, and it's again, it's about men, and it's about two men that I'm sure most people will have heard of. Bob Mortimer, who's one of the funniest men around at the moment, and Paul Whitehouse, who must be, again, for those that know him, probably one of the best writers around, they have produced a show for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, a few series, and it's incredible, Gone Fishing. And it's about two men that have been friends since they were little, I believe. One who kept a healthy lifestyle, one who didn't. And Paul Whitehouse, who's the fitter of the two, the healthier of the two, he must have asked Bob Mortimer, after he had some heart issues, he must have asked him to make a program with him that would be about the two men, two blokes, two normal blokes in lots of the sense of the word, going out there and just producing a show. And they would just chat. They'd just be themselves, be men and chat. Chat about health, chat about doing stuff. It's around fishing, which is Paul's passion, and he's got Bob into it in a very, very funny way. And it's an amazing show, but there was one that I saw just a couple of months ago, and Bob Mortimer revealed something to Paul Whitehouse, and he said, you know, it sort of changed my life, this. And it came at a point where you asked me if I would do the show with you. And I took some time to think about it, and I could have said no, and I would never have known what would have happened. But this has been an amazing 3-4 years of doing this show with you, learning about me, learning about my health, getting involved in fishing, seeing you, developing a friendship, all the things that make him feel even better. And he said, if I hadn't been willing to say yes, then I don't know what would have happened. And in my men's health work, there's a song that I've often thought about, and it's called Willing. And it's by Gil Scott-Heron, who's one of my favourite artists, American singer-songwriter, who was a professor, actually. He used to often appear, he used to come down to his lecture theatre, stand at the front of 100, 200 people, and sing his song that was his 10, 15 minutes of his lecture, and then go. And so lots of his tracks or things like that. And so this is Willing, and there's some fantastic lines in it about fathers and sons, about men. And actually, if you're thinking about joining something, if you're not sure, give it a go. Join in. Go along. See what it's like. Go on.
all heard so many conflicting words about life, with a wrong or right, but how you gotta be working hard, and it ain't no easy job to survive, just keep it alive. We've all come to think of ourselves at links in a chain, so much to gain. We are the ones that tie our fathers to our sons, don't you know? That's how we grow. What my life really means is that the songs that I sing are just pieces of a dream that I've been building. And we can make a stand, and here I'm reaching out my hand, cause I know damn well we can if we are willing. But we gotta be
So that was Gil Scott-Heron, chosen by Lawrence, one of our guests here, along with Megan, on the first episode of Talking Men. We were talking about getting involved and how men, quite often, in contrast to women who sometimes, well, actually often just dig in to quite profound conversations almost immediately, men, I think, need more time just to be with each other. I was thinking, actually, all talking, you know, some of the things you've been talking about. I've been in a band for about 30 years. I don't know any of those men terribly well. Very rarely do we actually talk about our feelings or about our lives, but and yet we've been through, you know, deaths of loved ones, births, you know, all sorts of anxieties, illnesses, and we're still there for each other. One of us actually has died very sadly, so we've handled all that together, but we don't. But what we do is make music together.
Mm-hmm. You don't really get deep about the other stuff.
No, but somehow there's just being with those people over that length of time is profound. Yeah. And I feel I know them and trust them. Talking about trust very, very, very deeply. So I think, I think there's going to snooker or, you know, going to play football together isn't to be underestimated. It's not a kind of women do it better, the intimacy thing, or it's men that I think just do it differently.
Absolutely.
But anyway, talking about doing stuff, we've got the Northern Man Festival coming up. Tell us about what it is and what's happening, Lawrence.
Fantastic. Yeah, the Northern Man Festival, the last, you know, we put it on in 2019 for the first time. And then we had COVID for 4 years and it didn't come back. And then we put it on in 23 and it's back now in 25 and hopefully again next year, 26. Northern Man Festival 2025. If you type in Northern Man Festival into Google, am I allowed to say Google? If you type in Northern Man Festival onto your phones, onto your tablet, onto your computer, you will find the Northern Man Festival schedule all there, and the links will be on the on Chapel FM site. There'll be links to it put forward by Agnes here. The Northern Man Festival is a chance to connect and celebrate. Celebrating every aspect of what men get up to and of how men achieve and do and what they're passionate about and what they enjoy and how they perform, and connecting for everyone to just get involved. And it could just be a game of snooker, game of football, game of dominoes, all sorts of things, but just a reason to come together. So be willing, give it a go. It starts, so it's Men's Health Week. Men's Health Week is always the second week in June, and it always ends with Father's Day. So this year, Men's Health Week starts, I think it starts on the Sunday the 8th of June, and goes through to Sunday the 15th, and Sunday the 15th is Father's Day. So happy Father's Day for everyone out there, and enjoy that special day. There's some fantastic activities that we've got. And actually, one of the organisations, Walk It, Ride It, got in touch and said they're doing a countryside walk on Friday the 6th. So that's actually kicking off our Northern Man Festival. You need to ring Joe Kemp. All details will all be on there. It'll be on the site. So Joe Kemp is running on behalf of Walk It, Ride It, the countryside walk on Friday the 6th. And some reimbursement is available. So don't let money be a barrier. In fact, I'll say straight away, all these activities are free. So don't let money be a reason that you say no. We want you to join in, so get involved. On Saturday, the 7th of June, there's some information stalls at the White Rose Centre by the Sainsbury's entrance with all sorts of information and organisations there. Signposting, as Megan said earlier, is one of the things that we do really well. Sunday the 8th is an amazing organisation, Leeds Dads, that are putting on Dadstastic Day. They always call it Dadstastic. It used to be on Father's Day, but Leeds City Council have Millennium Square. So it's in Millennium Square and City Museum, but the following week, Father's Day, is I think the 10K, 5K in Leeds, and they use that space. Leeds Dads will be putting on a huge range of activities, indoors and outdoors. Lots and lots of fun, and that's a day that is not just for dads, even though lots of their weekly activities are for dads and under fives. It's for all the families, and last year they had 2,500-3,000 people that came through the middle of town to join in. All free, all fantastic. Monday the 9th of June, if you LS9, you've ridden the Compton Centre, go down to the Compton Centre 11 till 2. And we've got the men's MOT, lots of health awareness, lots of people that are going to be there giving you advice on health, Leeds health awareness, blood pressures, all sorts of things around different cancers. I even had a phone call this morning from liver buddies who are going to possibly be turning up with their van and screening people's livers to check on their health. Also in the morning, 11:30 to 1:30, is our colleague Maz, who's doing a poetry manthology. And I say our colleague Maz, my colleague right sitting across from the table from me right now, Peter Spafford. Peter is leading the poetry manthology with Maz, and it's at the Leeds Library, not the Central Library. It's a special building in LS16AL. I'll just say that because it's not the library. It's not the Central Library. And it's a free 2-hour workshop. You can just turn up. But was there a phone number to ring Maz? No, maybe it's just turning up, actually. Tuesday, the 10th of June, we have, once again, actually, the last Northern Man Festival, they did it, and Northern Snooker, fantastic partners. We've got a snooker drop-in session from 10 till 12. Just turn up. Just sign up. You need to sign up for this so that I have an idea of numbers. The links will be on site and what I said before. A couple of cancer charities in attendance as well there. And then in the evening, that evening, 4:30 to 7:30, Gipsil and some of the care leaver services, they have their music DJ session, Eats and Beats Music, it is, for 16 to 25-year-olds down at Archway. Join in, be a DJ, play some music, play some pool. Get yourself down. On Wednesday, the 11th, there is an online men's health check-in. Glad I remembered that one. An online. So you do it from the comfort of your own home or your work lunch, whatever. There's a guy, Kenny, who's running that, and he does that from, it's a national thing. Thursday the 12th, there's a Windrush Dominoes tournament for 60 plus, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Community Wellbeing Hub in Chapeltown. There's prizes to be won there. And a trophy. I've just picked up the trophy yesterday and it looks very smart. Will you win that trophy? That night, there's open mic night. In fact, I should let Megan. Megan, do you want to say anything about open mic night that night?
So it's open mic night at Flamingo's Cafe in Central Leeds. It's an inclusive cafe open to all. There'll be mocktails and cakes available. And there's also free raffle prizes as well.
And I will just add that forgetting his name, it's Thomas. Thomas wrote a fantastic article in the latest zine, a really lovely article, actually. So I advise you to pick up our zine as well, just about being just a good person in the city. Friday is our... I'll come back to Friday in a moment. I'm going to skip Friday and we'll go straight to Saturday, where I'll be setting off the Woodhouse Moor Park Run, which again have been partners every time we run the Northern Man Festival. I believe it's still the largest park run in Leeds. There's about 700 people that turn up, between 600 and 700. Fantastic. And again, I'd never realised that camaraderie that people feel, men and women, just turning up together to do a park run week in, week out. Just that nature of being, and it sets you off. And then in the afternoon, that's a 9 o'clock start, so get there for 5 to 9. You do need to sign up to park run and get your barcodes and stuff. And then there's Power League. There's a football tournament going on at Power League. We're still looking for teams and individuals to sign up. That's another one to sign up. And another one where you can win a trophy and get some medals. So let that be your destination. Will you be the Northern Man Festival 2025 football champs? And then Sunday the 15th is the Father's Day, as I said, which is special in its own way. Jumping back to Friday the 13th is where... I've done lots of events at the market, which is usually information stalls, especially when it's involved around health and organisations, third sector stuff. We've changed it up a little bit. We're putting on a very creative day. We're turning it into quite a creative space. So we have all sorts of dance, song, breaking, beatboxing, emceeing. That's Phil from Hello Hip Hop. It's Balbir Singh. We've got photography exhibitions, art exhibitions. We've got some acoustic guitar from the Broadleys Music Guitar Group. We've got a few films around men's health. We've got lots of creative activities, including graffiti. We've got Design Your Own Guitar. We've got a whole men's clothing bazaar looking at gender and identity. And then going back to Leeds, dads will be present with some of the stuff that they are putting on. And I'm sure I've probably missed a few things out. Maybe not. Maybe I've got most of it. And yeah, I think I've got most people in there. So that's fantastic. And a few organisations signposting and giving information. All the information for that is on, if you just type in Northern Man Festival into whatever device you use, all the information will come up. You can even just type in, because I've done it myself, NMF25, and it comes up that way, probably on any platform.
Fantastic, Lawrence. Thanks very much indeed. Anything you wanted to add to that, Megan?
No, I think Lawrence has covered it all.
I think he has. And also, I should say, we're on the radio, but very beautiful publicity. I suspect that is Martin, is it? Martin Wilson, who's designed it?
Great, Martin.
Put word out for him.
Let's big up Martin. Yeah.
He does all our writing on air as well, our design. He's absolutely brilliant. Yeah. So thank you for that. Finally, before we leave this first episode of Talking Men, we're going to talk about, just flag up the next 3 or 4 episodes of Talking Men, which we're doing over the summer. Little bit, first of all, a bit of background. Agnes, how did this all start, the idea for a men's programme?
Gosh, well, I think on East Leeds Community Radio, which we're on right now, we've got lots of different shows on different things for different people. And one of those shows is called Pretty Constrained, and that's a women's show, which is all about just women coming together, picking a topic each month and then talking about it. But as well as that happening at the same time, we had an event last year, which was a Connecting Women's event. And from there was also kind of talk about doing a Connecting Men's event with Peter. And all of these, there were kind of all these different threads happening with different people all at the same time. And then I started talking to Lawrence about kind of Men's Health Unlocked and all of those things.
Because I was delivering zines as well, and I think I'd been in touch with Peter about this Connecting Men, that then it didn't happen, there wasn't enough time. International Men's Day, that was going to be, wasn't it, November? So go on,
Yeah, it was one of those things where kind of different things were going to happen, and then they didn't quite happen, and then slowly lots of different people in different kind of places all started to have a similar sort of kind of feeling. Yeah. Ideas. So I bumped into Lawrence and we started talking about it. And then just by chance, I'd also met someone called Sarita who also works with you. And we were talking about kind of men's stuff. And from there, we finally all got together in one room and said, shall we actually do this and see what happens? And then, shortly after that, me and Peter said, well, what should we call it? He said, well, it's men talking, isn't it? Or something like that. Like, you know. It's Talking Men, isn't it? And I said, that's it. Talking Men. I love that. And that's kind of how it came to be.
And I'll just add, Sarita is also a link worker within the Men's Health Unlocked project.
Yeah.
Slightly different role to myself, Megan and Maz. But she has her own specific role, one of which is she runs the men's group. And Peter and Agnes came and we talked with the men, and so many ideas came up for that. And I think that's probably where you're heading with. There were lots of little, we could have chosen so many ideas of that. And they will come up, won't they, in the next few episodes?
I think they will. And it's a really exciting space that's going to fill up with lots of really interesting stuff and different men talking about stuff that we talk about. And women too, I'm sure, Megan. You're welcome to come back sometime. So I think that is about all for this week, this first episode of Talking Men. So thanks ever so much, Megan. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Lawrence?
Yeah, my final thing would be the theme of our festival, and is what I'd really just want to focus on for right now, is connect and celebrate. Get connected. Come and celebrate. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate everything about being a man and being part of the community, belonging.
Lovely. Thank you very much. And Agnes, thank you for being on the desk and for being one of the people who've started this whole
thing. And thank you to Peter and Agnes here as well.
Pleasure. So that's the end for this week. We're going to hear a jingle, and we may have it in future, our own Talking Men jingle.
Yeah.
Some space to explore.
Community Radio Stories and More.
Tune in now, we're what you're here for.
On East Leeds Community Radio.
So, good afternoon from Studio 2 at Chapel FM Arts Centre. And welcome to the inaugural programme in a brand new series called Talking Men. And this, we'll hear about this and what's behind it. But really, as I understand it, it's a show for and by men in Leeds and its surrounds. I'm
here with two lovely guests who we'll introduce in a minute, but also with Agnes, who is on the desk, but is also very much part of the setting up of this programme. So, Agnes, tell us a little about yourself.
Totally. So I'm Agnes and I work here at Chapel FM. I'm the head of radio, so I look after all of our lovely programmes that we have, which is there's about 35 of them, I think. And recently, well, in the past few months, actually, the idea of a men's show, because we've got a women's show and shows on various different topics, but the idea of a men's show was starting to kind of, I don't know, lots of different threads were starting to appear of actually a maybe really lovely show that could be about men and talking men. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens.
Fantastic. And I should say, I'm Peter. I work here as a writer. I have a very splendid and slightly poncy title of Director of Words. So I organise lots of spoken word events, creative writing, lead a writing workshop here. I usually curate a festival in the autumn called Writing on Air. So that's me and Agnes. And we have our guests here.